Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Should have told you by now.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. Thank you for joining us. I'm excited about our guest this half hour. Tom Sullivan is our good friend. Tom is chief counsel for advocacy at the Office of Advocacy. And ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say this before. Tom's been on the show many times before. But I'm telling you right now, if you ever wonder if anybody else is out there looking after you, if you feel like you're all alone in the world, and you wonder if anybody else is out there looking out for you. Well, there is at least one person. I actually know several, but there's one guy who's really doing a good job for us, and that's Tom Sullivan. And he's the guy who makes sure that if the government passes a regulation, that they know how it's going to impact you and me. And if it's too bad, he helps them not do it. Tom Sullivan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's going to be a good one.
It is going to be a good one because the president is the other one that's fighting for small business right down the street.
He sure is, and he gave us a little bit of sweetener yesterday with the news that he gave us.
Yeah, he did. And actually, Jim, what I'm trying to focus folks' attention on is really what just preceded the president's announcement of his tax cut plan. I don't know if many folks tuned in. I imagine our small business owners don't have the time to switch on the TV in the middle of the day.
Well, my audience did because I told them when it was going to be and told them they needed to listen.
Oh, that's great. So they all heard it yesterday. The president started off his speech talking about what the role of government is. Mm-hmm. And I'll just read it right off of his speech. He said, and I quote, "The role of government is not to manage or control the economy from Washington, but to remove obstacles in the way of faster growth."
That was music to my ears.
And then he went on. He said that jobs are lost in America because government imposes unreasonable regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on to say he's going to continue to press for regulatory reform. And that's one of those things where you and I know that small business owners all over the country jump out of their chairs and applaud. And it's up to me to make sure that the government's attentive to the president's message.
Well, exactly, and I'm glad you reminded us of all that, Tom, because that's directly associated with the work that you do, the good work that you do. Let's remind people about the disproportionate effect of regulations on a small business. Tell us what those steps are.
Well, Jim, you know that our office is charged with independently forwarding a small business agenda, both to the White House and Congress and anyone really who will listen. And one of those ways to pursue the small business agenda is to tell more and more folks how disproportionately hard regulations hit small business. And we did research just a few years ago that shows that small business bears 60% more of a regulatory burden than their larger business counterparts. And so what that means, Jim, is that every employee, per employee, regulatory cost is about $7,000 a year.
Now, for a small business, $7,000 a year per employee.
So that means just to figure out how to comply with all the tax rules and the workplace safety rules and the environmental rules and the Department of Transportation rules, all the time and effort in resources it takes.
And don't forget the lost opportunity.
Yeah, the lost opportunity. All those costs roll into a calculation of about $7,000 per employee that small businesses have to bear just to keep up with the regulations. And that's really where the president
gets... And that's 60% more than the big business.
Yeah, and that's where the president says, look, there's an important part of the government to protect the environment and to protect workplace safety, but don't do it on the backs of small business alone. And he's charged me with making sure that government takes away those regulatory burdens that may duplicate existing ones or just not really apply to small business. And so we've certainly got a mountain to climb ahead of us, but I think we're up to the task.
Well, I know you are, because I know some of the good work that you've already accomplished, and I'm hoping that you're going to have more receptive ears in the year or two ahead to come about this. You know, we need to what you're doing that needs to be done so badly is we need Congress, the people who pass these regulations, actually what happens is they pass laws that become regulations. And so a lot of times, Tom, as you know very well, as it comes out of Congress, it doesn't look like it's going to, it may not look like it's going to hurt people. But once the agencies promulgate those laws, that's when it turns into the devil in the details, isn't it?
Jim, you're absolutely right. And what I hear more and more when I travel all over the country is for folks to say, stop focusing on producing rules out of Washington. Instead, work with the states who are in terrible financial trouble to figure out how states can actually remove some state-level regulation from the books to help small businesses get out from the yoke of too much regulation. And so what we've been doing is we've been working with state governments to look at the rules on their books to see if they can remove regulatory burden. And
you've actually drafted a model for them, haven't you?
Yeah, we're real excited. We're just starting to roll out model legislation for the states that really follows the examples of some states. For instance, Oklahoma recently passed a law that mirrors what we're trying to do. So we're taking the good works of the states already, and we've drafted model legislation that encourages state regulatory bodies to do a better job considering their impact before they adopt new rules and regulations that affect small businesses' bottom line.
And what they're not realizing, what a lot of politicians don't realize, Tom, and what you guys are trying to tell them is, folks, when you pass regulations, you hinder the success, the viability of small businesses, and therefore you impede the progress of your own economy.
Yeah, and what we see more and more, Jim, is that the idea of the government actually doing its work well can work hand in hand with small business. Mm-hmm. When what we see is, if a state environmental agency, for instance, wants to come out with a proposal that makes sure that their waterways are safe, if they talk with small business owners before they draft those rules,
right,
it's going to come out better, and it's going to cost the small employer less.
It's going to take the involvement of three key groups of people. And when we come back, Tom's going to tell us what those are, who those are. Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, with the Office of Advocacy. Stay with us. It's 20 after.
I don't feel so good.
We're back. It's 23 after. Tom Sullivan is our guest and our good friend. And folks, let me tell you something. He's not just my good friend. He's your good friend. You probably don't know that. You probably don't really think about it much because even though you've heard Tom on the show before, but let me tell you something. Any given day when you wonder if you've got a friend out there, you have got a friend in Tom Sullivan, and he's working hard for you and for me, his whole organization, which has been given extra power, extra reach, extra motivation by the President of the United States, who's empowered Tom in a way that his division, his organization, has never been empowered before, to make sure that the government, not just Congress, but the regulatory agencies, know how they're impacting small business, and to the degree that he can, stopping them from hurting us any more than possible. But the interesting thing about that reach that I mentioned a minute ago is that they're reaching out into the states now. They're talking to the states about these things. And, Tom, this is so smart because you and I both know that a lot of that $7,000 you were talking about is manifest at the state level.
Yeah, you're
right.
And so
you guys have come up with a model that you're offering to let the states use to try to help their small business. I'm sure you're telling them, you know, hey, folks, if you will improve the regulatory environment for your small businesses, your economy will flourish. I know you're helping them with that education, but there are three groups that I know also that you're focusing on to make this happen at the state level. I want you to tell us who they are.
Well, thanks, Jim. We're actually rolling out, like you said, model legislation to each of the states that will help small businesses get out from under an unreasonable burden of regulation at the state level. And in order to do that, we really have got to get buy-in state by state by three groups. One is obviously the state legislative body, and that's why we're focusing in on legislators to know how important it is to remove regulatory barriers for entrepreneurial growth. The second group that we're focusing in on is the governors. You and I know that without the direction from the top, and in my case, that direction is coming from President Bush, but at the states, that direction's got to come from the governor to pay attention to how their government is affecting small business. And then the third is actually the listening audience of Jim, who you call our brain trust, and that is an activist business, small business population. Because regardless of what laws are on the books, if there's a law that says that the government should be considering small business impact before they regulate, if there's an active small business group that is looking over the government's shoulder constantly, then the law doesn't work. And that's what we're focusing on. We're focusing on empowering these small business activists and the groups like the National Federation of Independent Business.
I bet you're working closely with those guys because they've got outstanding state organizations.
We are. We're working real closely with the NFIB. We're working real closely with the National U.S. Chamber and all the local and state chambers of commerce to just educate them that once these laws are on the books, to tell state governments do a better job measuring their impact on small business. It's really up to those small business groups, hopefully with the buy-in of the governors, to
and
look
folks,
at
you've heard,
the government.
You've heard me talk about the importance of being a member of the Chamber of Commerce. I've asked you many times to give the NFIB representative who comes by a few minutes of your time and considering joining the NFIB. Those few dollars that you give every year to those organizations, they contribute to what Tom's talking about right now.
You're right, Jim, and not only do they rely on membership, but they rely on the activism of the small business members,
exactly.
And that's really what makes this system work. But if any of those three groups, the state legislature or the governor or the activist small business base, if any of those kind of fall asleep on the job, then unfortunately we won't be looking at a better regulatory climate for small business.
Now, if somebody wants to get involved, let's say that we got some chamber members listening, some chamber leadership listening right now. We've got we got some some politicians, some mayors, or maybe even a governor or two listening to the show out there. How could they contact you?
Well, we want to be as helpful as possible, and we have a very active and up-to-date website. And we would encourage folks to log on, and you can actually email us from that website. And we encourage folks to contact us. It's www.sba.gov/advo. That's sba.gov/advo. And, Jim, we're only as good as the input from small business owners. And the more input we get, the more direction we get from small business owners, the better job we can do to be an independent watchdog for small business within the federal government.
Have you got any statistics on the successes that you've had so far in getting regulations knocked out that would hurt small business?
Yes, we have. We've actually tried to filter out bad regulation, and this past year we estimate that we saved small businesses $21 billion. And Jim, that's a big number, even in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
$21 billion is a big number.
Mm-hmm.
But what that translates into is actually over 7 million employees working in small businesses mm-hmm. being able to afford employer-sponsored health care.
Mm-hmm.
And we all hear that taxes and access to health care are the two biggest problems facing small employers. So any money that we can put back into employers' pockets from removing regulatory barriers, the better off all small business is.
Well, Tom, thank you. I want to thank you on behalf of my audience, on behalf of my small business. I want to thank you for the hard work that you're doing up there, the diligence that you're demonstrating, and going best two falls out of three with the regulators and with the politicians. Thank you so much for that, and because we need it.
Thank you, Jim, and certainly thank you to all the small business owners who are doing their part.
And we'll have you back again real soon and get you to keep us updated on what's going on. Tom Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, with the Office of Advocacy. That's sba.gov/advo. Check that out when you get a chance. Now take a quick break. Right back with Rich Galen. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.